Today, June 28th, is the feast day of the great Saint Irenaeus, bishop and martyr of the faith. Born about the year 130, died in the year 202, witnessing to Christ by the very shedding of his blood. Now, Saint Irenaeus was born in what's called Asia Minor, which is modern-day Turkey, which is where most of the saints were born. So if you ever wondered where is a saint, if you just say Asia Minor, you'll be covered. Okay, because it's a whole region of the modern-day Turkey area. As a youth, he became a follower of Saint Polycarp, who was a disciple of John the Evangelist. That's what's so unique about Saint Irenaeus, his apostolic succession. He learned the faith from Saint Polycarp, who was a martyr, who learned the faith from Saint John the Apostle, whom this church is named after. So we have here this apostolic succession. So when we look at the life of Saint Irenaeus, we know that he would go to Gaul, which is modern day France, and that he was ordained a priest and then a bishop in Lyon. And he was persecuted by the Emperor Marcus Aurelius when he was a priest and a bishop. Now there were two main things that he tried to do. One was to combat the heresy of Gnosticism. The Gnostics were this heretical group that claimed they had secret knowledge. The word Gnostic means knowledge, like an agnostic does not know whether or not there is a God. So the word gnosis means knowledge. So these Gnostics were Christians who had become heretics. They claimed they had secret knowledge. And their error was that they began to think in a dualistic way, that anything spiritual was good, anything material was evil and sinful. So because of that, they considered the body evil or sinful. And so they would do things to even hurt or destroy the body, things even as like suicide or abortion or infanticide, these things that would be so anti-life, because they felt that the good spirit was trapped in the evil body, and you have to try to get rid of the materialistic element. And so Saint Irenaeus was one of the ones who condemned that and said, no, when God created everything, it was good. The universe is good. It's creation of God. The body is good. And the second thing he tried to promote was the incarnation, this incarnation principle that God became man. See, the Gnostics even denied the incarnation. They say, well, God could not become man because he would never take an evil body. And so the church had to defend this incarnation principle that God became man. The incarnation truly happened. Jesus was not a ghost. He was not a mirage. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Even John, in his Gospel, continues to remind us of this. Who he himself, writing the Gospel, probably in about the year 90 or so, he knew that the Gnostics were around. So he was inspired by the Holy Spirit to say, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And in some of the letters that we have touched and felt this Savior of ours, that he was not a ghost, he was not a mirage, he truly became incarnate. So again, showing that material things are not sinful. Then, as you know, this heresy would pop up again with the Albigensians, and St. Dominic had to fight that through the preaching of the Rosary, saying, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. That the fruit of the womb is not evil, it's precious, it's sacred. The fruit of the womb is holy. Again, this idea of this fighting the Gnostics or the Albigensians, however this heresy would morph into different titles over the centuries. And it's certainly alive and well today in our anti-life, the contraceptive mentality, the abortion mentality, infanticide, suicide, genocide, all these evils of modern society that have continued to grow. So it's just an old heresy of Gnosticism or Albigensianism. Now it's this secular hedonism and materialism, which is so anti-life, anti-child, contraceptive mentality is just a heresy in a new package, in a new title. So Irenaeus preached against Gnosticism. He preached the incarnation principle, and he even gave his life for the faith. During his life, he wrote a book called Against the Heresies, which combat, there's actually five books that he wrote under this one title, Against the Heresies. He was martyred in the year 202 and buried in the crypt of the Church of St. John the Apostle in Lyon, France. That's where he is buried now. So just one last thought about the power of St. Irenaeus and his writings and teachings. It was reading the writings of the church fathers like Irenaeus that helped to convert Scott Hahn and Steve Wood and Jeff Cavins and Marcus Brodie and so many of these brilliant minds, these Protestant ministers. What they discovered was that the early church was Catholic, and that helped to convert them. See, they were under the impression when they first became ministers that it was Martin Luther and the reformers that restored the Christianity to the original pristine teachings of Christ, that over the years Catholicism had added so many things. And they figured, well, if they read the early church writings, they would discover that the early writers that lived in the 2nd, 3rd, 4th century, well, they must have been Protestant in their thoughts. But what happened was they began reading Polycarp, Irenaeus, Cyril of Alexandria, and the fathers and doctors of the church, and realized that those who had learned the faith from the apostles themselves were thoroughly Catholic. They believed in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. They had reverence and devotion to Mary. They asked the intercession of the saints. They had seven sacraments. They had confession. It was a sacramental faith. It wasn't just accept Jesus as your personal savior, that's all you need. That did not come up until just in the last couple hundred years. So that's why Scott Hahn wrote a book called The Fathers Know Best. Okay? The Fathers Know Best. Because they were the ones who heard the faith directly from the apostles, who heard it from Christ himself.